You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman. A few years ago, Apple founder Steve Jobs made an angry phone call to a friend. Jobs supposedly screamed and he swore so much that his friend actually had to pull over. And the reason Steve Jobs was so furious was Google. Jobs thought Google was stealing some of Apple's best features to create the Android phone. And that conviction helped lay the groundwork for a vicious and surprisingly personal war between Apple and Google. Fred Vogelstein is contributing editor for Wired Magazine, and his new book is called Dogfight: How Apple and Google Went to War and Started a Revolution. Hey, Fred, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So who threw the first punch in this grudge match?
I think it's pretty clear that Google threw the first punch. I think that they felt like they didn't really have a choice, because I think that even though Apple and Google remarkably started out as friends, close friends in 2006, I think by the end of 2007, it was really clear to the folks inside Google that the iPhone was taking off and that it was only a matter of time before Steve Jobs dominated the mobile phone industry. And I think Google felt that at some point they were going to need to get their search engine on all those mobile phones, and they didn't want Steve Jobs to be charging a toll for them to get access to Google search. And so I think they felt backed into a corner a little bit, and they'd been working on Android since 2005, and they told Steve Jobs that they'd been working on it. But, you know, Google works on a lot of really, really different things all at once. And I think that what's interesting is that even though Google told Jobs that Android was in the works, I don't think he really took it seriously until the end of 2007 when Google unveiled it. And that was when he made that phone call to his friend.
And this was this video that came out featuring a touch screen, basically?
Yeah. So when Google launched Android in 2007, one of the things they did was they put up a YouTube video with Sergey Brin, and who was the co-founder of Google, and then Steve Horowitz, who was one of the chief engineers on Android. And Steve Horowitz, in the video, demonstrated two phones, and one of those phones had a touch screen that looked very iPhone-like, and he showed off a bunch of different features that made the phone look like something that you might want to actually buy. And when Jobs saw this, apparently he just went nuts. And it actually really started the end of their relationship. I think it took most people think that the fight didn't start until 2009, and that's really when it burst out into public view, when Jobs kicked Eric Schmidt off Apple's board of directors. But things had been really simmering for, you know, a year and a half before then, so much so that, you know, after Jobs got angry at the end of 2007, he spent the next 6 months or so trying to figure out a way to convince Google to pull all these features out of the new Android phone, and finally actually said to Google, if you sell a phone that's like the one that you showed off in that video, I'm going to take you to court and sue you.
And so did they end up suing?
They did, and in fact, Apple has sued virtually every Android phone manufacturer in the world, and is still suing them, especially Samsung. So in 2012, Apple took the unusual step of allowing its patent lawsuit against Samsung, which is the largest maker of Android phones, to actually go to trial in front of a jury. I was actually there. There was a jury. It was like a criminal trial, except that they weren't talking about who murdered who. They were talking about who stole whose technology. But it was oddly riveting, and you wouldn't necessarily have thought that. But there was a lot at stake, and ultimately, Samsung, Apple won a judgment in excess of $1 billion. And so now they're all the lawyers are getting rich and fighting over whether or not they Samsung should actually pay that much. But that's going to go on for a while.
Fred Vogelstein is contributing editor for Wired Magazine, and his book is called Dogfight, How Apple and Google Went to War and Started a Revolution. I want to get to the revolution point maybe here. So for people who don't really know the tech world that well, certainly not as well as you do, what's at stake here from your perspective in this war between Apple and Google?
Well, the revolution I'm talking about is actually not what many people think. So it is actually what's going on is without question sort of a grudge match for King of the Hill in high tech. I mean, you've got Apple and Google going after each other, and they both really want to win in the world of mobile phones and in tablets. But what they're really, really fighting about is over the future of media, specifically, actually, the future of television. You see, the thing is that the things that these phones and tablets that we carry around in our purses and pockets, they're like mini computers, and they do a zillion different things, but one of the things that they do really well is video. And so Apple and Google, essentially, we're now walking around with portable TVs in our pockets. I mean, it's kind of it's just remarkable for anybody who's not 16 and grown up with it. But I think that so these guys, what they see is not only money from selling devices, but they see huge amounts of money from distributing content. So what most people forget is that Apple and Google, with their iPhone and Android phones, now control as many eyeballs as the networks and the cable networks and the Hollywood studios do. What's more, they actually have a lot more money. So Apple and Google together have $200 billion just in cash. That's half the value of all of Hollywood. And so it's really, I think, only a matter of time with that kind of distribution before you start seeing both companies start to finance content. I think all of them watched what happened with Netflix very, very closely with House of Cards. You know, Netflix, which is a tech company in Los Gatos in Silicon Valley, it produced one of the hit shows this year with House of Cards. And that was the first time that a hit show was not available on cable and not available on the broadcast networks. The only way you could get House of Cards was if you had an internet connection and
Apple's not headquartered here. This is sort of home of Microsoft here in this greater Seattle area. How do you think, I've just got time for maybe one more question, that this war between Apple and Google has affected Microsoft?
I think it's really forced them to kind of up their game. I think one of the things that's undoubtedly deeply frustrating to the folks at Microsoft is that Bill Gates actually saw this happening in 10, 15 years ago. Microsoft started Windows Mobile, I want to say, in 1999, 2000. So Microsoft has actually been working on trying to kind of take Windows into the mobile phone world for a long, long time. So it must be deeply frustrating for them to see Apple and Google kind of taking that platform. So they've got a lot of work to do to kind of catch up there.
All right. Well, if you want to hear more about it, Fred Vogelstein is appearing tonight at Town Hall Seattle at 6:30 p.m. The name of the book is Dogfight, How Apple and Google Went to War and Started a Revolution. Sorry, that's 7 p.m. at Seattle's Town Hall. And you're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman.